Welcome to episode 1225 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day, based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. 2 days ago, we wrapped up our 8-part musical special, Waymaker, which was inspired by the most recent chapter of our series, 1010 with Jesus, A Deeper Look, in which we explored Jesus' miracles. As we did yesterday, today we will explore some concluding devotional takeaways from considering Jesus as our waymaker. When Jesus told his disciples, "I am the way, the truth, and the life," he wasn't speaking of a philosophy, a set of rules, or even a religious path they could travel in their own strength. He was declaring himself to be the living road to the Father, the only one who could bring humanity back into fellowship with God. That bold claim unfolds in vivid, powerful ways through the story of the early church in Acts, the deep theology of the epistles, and the breathtaking vision of Revelation. Together, these writings show us that Jesus is not just a guide pointing to salvation. He is the waymaker who has already carved the road, cleared the obstacles, and walks alongside us until we reach the Father's presence. In Acts, we see the way that Jesus made springing to life in the real world. Luke tells us again and again about the Way as the name for this new movement of believers. This wasn't an abstract label, it was a testimony. Jesus' death and resurrection had opened a path to God for all people, Jew and Gentile alike, and the apostles were now walking it, inviting others to join. When Peter stood before Cornelius in Acts 10, proclaiming that God shows no favoritism but accepts all who fear him and do what is right, it was another stone laid on that road. When Paul and Silas sang hymns in prison, only to see the jailer saved along with his whole household, it was another bend in the road made clear. The risen Christ was still directing the path, appearing to Saul on a Damascus road, sending visions to guide missionary journeys, and empowering the church to persevere under persecution. The Jesus of Acts is not only the waymaker, he is the one who walks ahead of his people, ensuring the way cannot be blocked. The New Testament epistles give us the theological foundation for this living way. Paul writes in Ephesians 2:13-18, that Christ has broken down the dividing wall of hostility, reconciling us both to God and to one another. This is the heart of Jesus's waymaking. He didn't just make peace possible, he himself is our peace. The author of Hebrews draws an even more vivid picture. Through his body, Jesus has opened for us a new and living way into the most holy place. This was a staggering shift for Jewish believers who knew the Old Covenant's strict temple system. Access to God's presence was now available to all, not through ritual sacrifices, but through the once-for-all sacrifice of Jesus. Peter's voice joins in, reminding us Christ suffered once for sins, the righteous for the unrighteous, to bring you to God. These aren't just theological concepts. They are the map of the road Jesus carved into the heart of heaven. And then comes the final destination in Revelation. Here, John lifts our eyes from dusty roads of missionary journeys and early church fellowship tables to the eternal city, the New Jerusalem. The Lamb who was slain is now enthroned, and by his blood, people from every nation, tribe, and tongue have been brought near. Jesus opens doors no one can shut, and the road he made leads to a place where there is no more death, sorrow, or pain. In these closing visions, the waymaker is also the destination. He is the light of the city, the shepherd who leads his people to living water, and the bridegroom welcoming his bride. The journey ends where it began, in the presence of God, but now the road is wide with the footsteps of the redeemed. Many early church fathers connected Jesus to Old Testament imagery of God making a way for his people. Justin Martyr, in the 2nd century, argued Jesus was the fulfillment of Isaiah's highway of holiness, described in Isaiah 35:8, and the prophet's call in Isaiah 40:3 to prepare the way of the Lord. In his dialogue with Trypho, he explained the prophets anticipated not just moral reform, but the arrival of one who would personally open the road to God's kingdom. For Justin, Jesus didn't merely teach the way, he embodied it, bringing the prophesied path into reality and inviting all, Jew and Gentile, to walk it. The fathers often cited John 14, verse 6 in presenting Jesus as the exclusive and divinely appointed route to the Father. Irenaeus, in the late 2nd century, in his book Against Heresies, wrote that through his incarnation, Jesus became himself the way of salvation for us. Because in uniting God and humanity in his own person, he bridged the infinite gap caused by sin. The cross was the decisive act that cleared the path. Tertullian, in the early 3rd century, stressed the way is not a philosophical quest for wisdom, but a living relationship with the risen Christ, who alone can lead believers into truth and eternal life. Early church leaders also saw Christ as the one who reopened the way to God's presence that had been closed since Eden. Origen, in his 3rd century commentary on John, described the way as Christ's humanity, through which believers can approach his divinity. By becoming man, Jesus made it possible for people to come to God in a manner suited to human weakness. Athanasius, in his 4th century work, On the Incarnation, wrote that Christ's death opened the way to heaven by removing sin's barrier and destroying death's power, so that believers could enter into eternal fellowship with God. The fathers didn't see the way Jesus made as a one-time historical event only. They also taught that he continues to walk with believers along it. In the 5th century, Cyril of Alexandria spoke of Jesus as the one who both begins the journey and sustains it, providing the grace and strength to walk faithfully. Without his ongoing presence, the road would be impossible to travel. For many fathers, the church itself was the community of those on the way, journeying together with Christ as both path and shepherd, moving toward the fullness of God's kingdom. In short, the early church fathers saw Jesus as the waymaker in a deeply integrated sense. Historically, he fulfilled the prophecies of God preparing a way. Theologically, he is the very path to the Father, bridging heaven and earth. Spiritually, he restores access to God lost through sin. Practically, he remains present with his people, guiding us to the destination. For us today, the witness of Acts, the epistles, Revelation, and that of the early church fathers is a call to walk the way Jesus has made with faith, courage, and expectancy. Like the believers in Acts, we are invited to trust that no opposition can close the road he has opened. Like the writers of the epistles, we are called to live in the reality of reconciled relationship with God and with one another because of the cross. And like the vision of Revelation, we are to keep our eyes fixed on the finish line, knowing that the road Jesus made ends in joy that will never end. Every prayer we pray, every act of love we show, every step of obedience we take is part of walking that way. And when the journey feels long, we remember, the one who made the road is the one who walks it with us, all the way home. Note that walking this way requires intention. The fathers were clear. You cannot remain at the starting point and expect to reach the city of God. The path demands perseverance, humility, and daily reliance on the Spirit. It calls us to travel together as the people of God, supporting one another when the road grows steep, and keeping our eyes fixed on Christ when distractions beckon. And it urges us to invite others along, because the one who made the way has room for more travelers. So today, let us walk with gratitude for the Waymaker, confidence in his guidance, and anticipation for the day when the journey will end in the Father's embrace. Father, we praise you for making a way where there was no way through your Son Jesus, who is the way, the truth, and the life. Thank you for sending him to walk the road before us, for breaking every barrier that kept us from your presence, and for reconciling us to yourself through his cross. We marvel that the path he opened in Acts is still open today, that no opposition, no power, no darkness can shut the door you have unlocked. Teach us, Lord, to walk this way with the same boldness as the early church, trusting your Spirit to guide our steps. Let the truth of the gospel shape our hearts, our relationships, and our daily choices, so that our lives reflect the peace, love, and unity that come from being reconciled to you. Keep us from wandering to other paths, and help us to point others toward the road that leads to life in Christ. That's our episode. Remember, God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full. Today,